Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we don't have tales for you, unfortunately, because, well, it was Josh's birthday on Saturday.
It was?
And that's why we can't write. No one can write on Josh's birthday.
No one writes anything on my birthday.
And then Sunday was the Lord's Day.
The second one. He gets two.
Yeah, he's got two. D-O-B and D-O-D.
D-O-D.
Day of death.
Day of death, but then it turns into a second D-O-B, I guess, right?
Because he's born again.
Yeah, he comes out of the cave and he says, "Don't look at me, I'm hideous."
What was your tweet? You put a tweet out about it.
Oh, it was like, oh shit, I better scram. They found my J-O-K.
Yeah, Jesus was just like, God, I'm fucking tired of this shit. All right, I died, okay? Don't pay attention to me anymore. Be like, now to get back to my J-O-K.
He just needed, like, a day off, you know? I would imagine he would need... He needed three. He needed three sick days.
To just... One of those three-day weekends?
Yeah. Like Memorial Day, but Jesus was just in a cave whacking it.
And he got what he wanted. Now we have Easter.
Which, I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good whack-off day for me.
Well, it's actually a day of non-whacking off, but having other people whack you off. The Easter Bunny, the fertility god.
Yes, eggs. Yep.
Eggs.
All that.
Dancing around a maypole.
Is that the pole with this, where you have the ribbons?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was some kind of tradition involved in Easter that people used to do like that. They get paired off.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And it's like, now you're supposed to have children.
Go fuck each other. Oh, because it's springtime and your balls get full of jizz in the springtime.
Yeah, you get... That's just an allergic reaction to pollen.
the pollen.
But anyway, we don't have stories this week. We're going to do another Wizard Hang episode, which means Josh and I are going to shoot the breeze. We have some comments and questions from you guys that we'll go over. And we'll be back next week with more stories, I think.
Oh, tales, definitely. We will
be... Yeah, well, I say I think because in 2 days, I move out of my house here.
Yeah.
I move back into my parents' house before I move back to California.
What day are you doing that?
So Wednesday, I'm out of here.
Okay.
And then I think maybe Sunday or Monday, I'm back on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And it sucks because, let me tell you, almost nothing is done. There's a huge long list of things that need to get done, and that's what my mind's on.
Well, it sucks because, like, moving is sort of like hurry up and wait also. It's all prep for, like, a shitty thing that you have to do. It
for
sucks.
Sure. I'll tell you that from a guy who's moved to the West Coast, then to the East Coast... Then to the West Coast again. It sucks.
You're
it
like a pro.
Sucks.
Dude, you could do it with your eyes closed, though.
I'm going to, and hopefully I'll never have to move again after it. But hey, let's have a little bit of structure to this show, huh? What do you say?
This will be the first episode that has structure.
This will be the first episode with structure. What did you do this week, Josh?
I don't remember anything that I did this week. I edited some stuff for shows. Oh, I watched Samurai Jack again. I love Samurai Jack.
Such a good show. I think we talked about it before. But.
Yeah, I just go back and I watched season one and two. I realized how much, like, I am influenced by that show. There's a lot of stuff in that show where I'm like, oh my god, like, this is, like, where I come up with shit. Not that I, like, you know, steal it or whatever, which I don't think I do, but it's very fantasy heavy.
Well, it's fantasy and sci-fi, which is really cool. It's an awesome show. If you've never watched Samurai Jack, it's on Netflix. Go watch it.
Yeah, I think only, like, season one and two are on there.
Do you remember the ending to the Mighty Max cartoon?
Yeah, and how it, like, loops. It's like a loop.
Yeah, dude. Doesn't Norman and Virgil die?
I think they die, but then he goes... Mighty Max, I think, goes back in the portal and it starts at episode one again, which is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And he gets the hat in the mail. Yo, that cartoon was good.
That was a great cartoon. Also,
for a cartoon based off of, like... some
Polly Pockets.
Yeah, some Polly Pocket for boys. Yeah. It was a pretty rad cartoon.
That was a great cartoon. There were so many really good cartoons in that time. You know, like Batman the Animated Series was incredible. So even the Superman cartoon, the animated Superman cartoon was great.
The animated Spider-Man cartoon I remember really liking on Fox Kids.
Yeah, and then it got super weird when he turned into the giant spider.
Oh my god, it got so weird because they did who is that woman, the web woman?
Yeah, webmaster, Madam Web. Yeah,
Madam, is that her name?
I think it might be.
Let's
look it up.
It got really weird, especially when like six-armed Spider-Man showed up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's Madam Web. Strange. We were right. It was Madam Web.
But I'll tell you what I did this week, man. I shipped a bunch of T-shirts. Thank you guys for. Placing all these orders, it makes the move a little bit easier because now I only have like two boxes of merch to ship.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. Thank you guys for your support there. And then I recorded a few more episodes of Continue Quest.
Yeah. With
Josh. No, you're Josh. I recorded it with Nick and Paul. If you don't know what Continue Quest is, Continue Quest is a new show coming to the Continue Show channel on YouTube, where we just do really long plays of RPGs, but like 15-minute episodes. And we've recorded a bunch of them, and none of them are up yet, but they will be going up in the next few weeks, I think.
Yeah, we did one. I did one with Paul and Nick also. I don't want to tell you what game we're playing, obviously.
Yeah, but we are playing RPGs, I think, the both of us.
Yes, they're two different games. So there's going to be... It's more like a podcast, sort of. So if you miss the Continue Cast, like, this is sort of like the replacement of that. We don't make as many jokes. There won't be edited jokes in, like, Continue, which is what makes Continue Continue and Continue Quest Continue Quest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's neat to just sit down and play a game for the game, which a lot of times on Continue, like, you're either playing really terrible games or you're playing games that you've never played before. But playing RPGs, I think, is one of my favorite things to do. It's really fun. It's a real fun show, I hope. I hope you'll like it.
I think people will. I think people will enjoy it. If you like these type of shows, if you like the Wizard Hangs that we do, it's basically going to be 15-minute episodes of that,
yeah,
but with gameplay footage of the game we're playing in the background.
Yeah.
So,
and we actually try. We do try to do well at the game.
Well, we are playing. Okay, well, it would spoil the game that we're playing, but we are a few pieces in. We're about a little halfway done our game.
Yeah, that's.
I hope we can finish it. I guess I've only got one more Wednesday around, and I'm moving on that day.
Yeah,
we've been recording it on Wednesdays. Anyway, also Black Rock Mountain came out for Hearthstone.
Oh, yeah.
It's really well done, and I really enjoy it, but I feel like I'll never be good at Hearthstone. Like, I don't think that I'll ever put in the time to understand all of the synergies and like what makes a good deck. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I see myself with Hearthstone at this point. Like, I could spend a whole lot more time trying to get better at it, or I could spend a whole lot more time getting better at running or painting or,
right.
you know, like, it just doesn't seem worth it for me to spend that time on a video game
right.
whenever I get bored of a video game, because we all get bored of video games,
right.
I won't have that. I won't have that time anymore.
Well, like, I always think with games, you kind of have, like, a window, right? You know? Like you and I both played Warcraft, like, pretty early on. But even by the time, like, we played Warcraft, like, there were people who were, like, astonishingly amazing at that game. You know, not to use, like, a sports analogy again. There's always going to be, like, the Wayne Gretzky's, right? And and are you going to be Wayne Gretzky? You know, maybe.
I guess that's the thing that I see.
Yeah.
Is that should you put time into trying to be the Wayne Gretzky of World of Warcraft or League of Legends or Hearthstone, or should you put time in trying to be the Wayne Gretzky of weaving baskets? Because when you're done putting in that time into weaving baskets, you'll be able to make a pretty badass basket.
A pretty sweet basket. I think people need to focus on being the Wayne Gretzky of their lives more.
I think so, too. You know, this intro is going a little long, but I got one more thing I want to bring up.
Yeah.
I got an email from a Sean Dupree, and he writes, "So I was listening to this week's podcast while driving home, and at a particularly long red light, a homeless guy walked beside my car. Then a fucking warlock punched a kid, and I laughed my ass off right as the homeless guy makes eye contact with me."
Oh, no.
So thanks for that.
Oh, man. I have a similar story to that, and it's very embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Do you have to tell it now?
I can tell it. People might have already heard it before, but I...
Okay, why don't we send it to this intermission here?
Yeah.
And you'll tell the story right after that. So people got a reason to stick around, you know?
Yeah, come back and hear my story about how I'm a horrible person.
Absolutely. And then we'll talk about Josh's birthday.
Yeah, they're connected. Went to school together, sort of. Technically, you and I went to school together, and at the school that we went to, I worked there in the film lab.
Yes,
and I worked under professors and various people who had important tenure, and they couldn't be fired, and they're, you know, whatever. And one of the professors that worked there was a film professor who went to NYU, and she was very proud of that. She was very strict, I would say, kind of opinionated, and not everyone's favorite professor.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say any names because I don't want to, that would be mean or whatever. But
for sure.
But there's a lot of stories I could tell about all this crazy fucking time of my life or whatever. So one time, this woman calls the office or whatever that I'm in, and she's kind of like frantic-y, or she was kind of just like a nervous person to begin with, and kind of weird, you know, not very sociable or whatever.
Okay. So, yeah.
So I'm talking to her, and I'm just like, you know, we're having a normal conversation. I'm like, oh, how's it going? Like, how you doing? Whatever. What do you need? Like, what can I do for you? Type of shit. And, you know, she's like, oh, well, you know, I need you to do this, if that's okay. And I was like, yeah, sure, you know, whatever. And then she just, like, drops this bomb. And she's like, you know, I think my mom's going to die. Like, out of the middle of nowhere. And I didn't laugh, but I was kind of like taken aback by this, and I awkwardly was like, oh my God, like what, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I felt horrible about it for... I still feel bad about it because I kind of, like, laughed at this lady telling me her fucking mom is going to fucking die.
Oh, okay. I thought this story was going to be about a homeless man.
Oh, no. I mean, she could be homeless.
Oh, okay. Now she could be, but you're not sure.
I might have made her feel bad enough to be homeless. I don't know.
Well, why did you laugh? Let's talk about that. Why did you laugh?
Because it was, like, the most awkward situation I had ever been in, I think. I mean, it's you go from, like, this, like, professional setting of, like, your job, right, to instant deep privacy shit, and, like, it just came out of nowhere. Like,
I think it was a natural... It sounds like it was a natural reaction.
Yeah, it was completely natural on my part. Like, I wasn't laughing, like, to be, like, an asshole. I felt really bad, and then I, like... called her back and, like, apologize. I still feel really bad about it today. I'm just a horrible, shitty human being.
No. Josh, you're not. Because here is an important thing that we all need to learn. A thing that a lot of us do, I think, is that we'll have an embarrassing moment like that,
yeah,
and then we'll just think about it for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes at 2 a.m. right before we fall asleep.
Yeah, well, that's definitely one of those things where I'm like, man, why the fuck did I do that?
But you know that it was just a reaction. It wasn't something that you were trying to, like, laugh at her for her misfortune.
The situation wasn't funny, but the way the situation unfolded was... awkward things make us laugh, right? I mean, we write about them all the time on the show.
Well, it's, I mean, that said, and maybe this was just her dealing with it and she needed to say it out loud to somebody, but, like, that's kind of not an appropriate thing just to drop on someone.
Well,
you know?
I mean, that was another thing too. It was sort of like, that sucks. Like, I wasn't equipped in that moment to have that conversation, I guess, when I'm trying to think about my job and the things I needed to do for this person, you know. But
I have a situation that I can share where I asked someone how they were doing and they dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah.
So there was this guy, I used to work at a Blockbuster, and there was this guy who came in maybe once a week, once every other week, and he was a nice guy. We had similar tastes in movies. And he comes in one time. He's looking a little glum. So I go, hey, man, how you doing? You doing okay?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I lost my job. My girlfriend left me. And, oh, my mom has cancer.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. You know, like, I was just like, oh, that's terrible. You
right.
know? And I gave him his movie for free because he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
And I feel really guilty about that situation.
Why? You did all the right things.
I feel like maybe I was partial to something. I don't think in hindsight, I'm not at all. That guy's life, I have almost nothing to do with. But he came in one time with his girlfriend, and he was looking for a funny movie. And Run, Ronnie, Run had just come out.
Okay.
Remember that?
No, what's that?
It's basically the Mr. Show movie.
Okay.
There's a sequence in it where Jack Black, I think, sings... I think this is the movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jack Black sings this, like, kind of Mary Poppins chimney sweep.
Yeah.
A bit about kicking a woman in the C word.
Uh-huh.
And I guess this guy loved that part of the movie.
Yeah.
And he was, like, talking about it in the store when he was back with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was really off put by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the next time they were in,
they broke up.
He was broken up and he had all the bad news. So I was like, oh, did I have some hand in this man's relationship? Like, showing this part of him that maybe she didn't see.
Like, well, you just did. All right, you just did him a favor. You did her and him a favor, though, honestly. Because, like, if that's like enough for you to break up with somebody, then I guess it wasn't really that important anyway to be with them.
If that movie had Hitler in it and that dude was like, oh my god, my favorite part is Hitler.
I fucking love Hitler. I've started collecting Hitler memorabilia.
Little Hitler action figures.
Anything Hitler, Nazi, whatever. I'm collecting it.
Let me know. Follow my blog.
Hitler. Hitler.zanga.com. Fucking holy shit.
I've been watching a lot of wrestling, as I usually do.
Yeah.
And I've been watching a lot of the Attitude Era from like 97 to 99.
Yeah.
And there are so many signs of the crowd, so many terrible signs,
so many
signs that say, someone stole my sign, or my sign is the best, stuff like that, being funny and original.
Yeah.
There was one sign that was like, tripod.something.com.
Did you go to it?
No, I don't think those sites exist anymore.
Dude, it probably,
but
that guy,
I should have gone to it. What I'm trying to, this is the story about how I should have gone to that website.
Oh my God.
Well, it was your birthday on Saturday, Josh.
It was my birthday on Saturday. I turned years old.
So you're getting to the age where birthdays are no longer a celebratory event.
I have to be honest with you. I never liked birthdays. I never liked my birthday when I was a kid. For whatever reason, it's not important. But but mostly because, like, I don't know, it always falls around Easter, which is kind of like it's kind of like having your birthday on Christmas. You know, like you can't get two. You know what I mean?
But when it falls on Easter, it's like, hey, it's my birthday, and be like, yeah, and you know what? Jesus died, and he came back, and then he died again, so maybe you should shut up.
Jesus has been making me look like shit for 32 years. Oh, it's your fucking birthday? Well, guess what? Jesus fucking rose from the dead, you piece of shit. Yeah.
Oh, you were born this day? Well, he was born again.
Again. And that was just like my nana saying that to me.
Yeah, imagine what the rest of his family was saying.
Yeah, everybody else sort of, you know. Now, I don't know. Like, when you're 32, like, there's no celebrating anymore.
I never really celebrated my birthday when I was a kid because my mother, as I think I've said this before on the show, but I grew up Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I had maybe like four birthdays, and the last one was a Ghostbusters-themed birthday.
That's pretty awesome.
It was a pretty good time. I got the Ecto-1 and some action figures.
Yes.
And I had a Ghostbusters cake.
Dude. Do you still have it?
I still have it, dude. It's still in the package. My mom made it, actually. My mom would make our cakes.
Yeah, my mom makes my cakes, too. She still does.
Growing up, I didn't have birthdays after that. And I was always really wanting to celebrate my birthday, but never really could.
Yeah.
And then I got into my 20s, and I was like, all right, you know, like, I stopped going to church at, like, 16 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore, but, like, still my family doesn't celebrate, so I'm just stuck in this house.
Right.
But as I got into my 20s, I was like, all right, you know, gonna throw my own birthday party.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a reason to get disappointed every year.
It's your own personal New Year, which is the most disappointing holiday is New Year's.
Well, I have the solution for both of those things.
Don't be 30. Don't
be 30.
Stop.
Don't see the New Year. Well, my friend Kat, I think, has the right idea.
Yeah.
She goes away for her birthday.
That's
so, like,
brilliant.
On her birthday, she'll just go drive out to see something that she wants to see, or fly to another city.
That's really smart.
It's super smart because there is no disappointment.
Yeah.
You're in a place that you're unfamiliar with, so you're experiencing something new, which is nice.
Right.
There's no expectation.
Yeah. Nobody cares that it's your birthday. Not in a, you know, a bad way. They just don't know. You know, which is kind of nice. You're kind of free from the, like you said, free from the expectation.
I think I want to start doing that, too.
That's a really good idea. Where would you go? Like, where would you, if it's your birthday right now, where would you go?
Yosemite. I would go to Yosemite National Park.
Have you been there before?
Not yet. I really want to go.
I would go to the Redwood Forest.
Is there a specific one? I think there's some redwoods in Yosemite.
Yeah, I think there is.
I've been to Muir Woods. I think I talked about that on the show.
I don't know. Northern California. You know what I want to do? I want to go to, like, a Northern California town that's real small, just, like, in kind of, like, the Sierra Mountains, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, I don't know, they got bed and breakfast.
Yeah, that's basically what I want to do. I just want to go get some delicious breakfast, see some nature, yeah, and call it a day.
This is what happens when you turn 32.
Look, I'm just getting into my old man habits, yeah, now, so that I'm really good at them. Just, yeah, going to a park, feeding some ducks alone,
yeah,
and going home.
Yeah, nothing to be disappointed about. Ducks aren't going to disappoint you.
Are ducks not going to eat breadcrumbs? Because I think they will always eat breadcrumbs.
It's like that's their birthday present is breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm. Did you get anything for your birthday, Josh?
No. Our friend, you know, Sean.
Yeah, sure.
He got me socks.
The host of Cracking the Spine,
yes,
a new podcast about books.
Yes, you should check that out. He got me some nice socks. He got me some Sasquatch socks.
Oh, nice.
Where it has, like, the Sasquatch, you know, where he's, like, turning around looking at the...
Yeah, yeah, dude. The Illuminati photo.
Yeah, the Illuminati of Sasquatch photo. Yeah. So, and then
we need to just start a show, by the way. We need to start a show that's called the Illuminati Pod, and it's just us taking one single thing, like, yeah, a photo of the president,
yeah,
or a action figure, and talking about how the Illuminati is
influenced. That's fucking brilliant. That's fucking genius.
It's about to be the new show, guys. Illuminati Pod.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Illumapotty.
Dude. Alright, this show's over. We did it.
Fuck it. Alright, starting this new show up. I got a fucking pencil sharpener from the Charles Schulz Museum, and I'm going to tell you guys how the Illuminati is hitting it.
I was on a road trip, and I did one of those penny crushers in South Carolina, and I'm going to tell
this
you.
Sound, this is sound. This is sound an Illuminati.
Illuminati-ish. Holy shit.
I've got a Ghostbusters figure here, actually.
Yeah.
I have those ones with the mouths that open up.
Yeah,
I think we were playing. It's like a little trap, and you press the tongue. And
I have them.
So pretty much I'm just trying to say that it says Columbia Pictures 1987. 1987, also the year that my brother Daniel was born. Also, Illuminati confirmed.
Also, a year after the Chernobyl disaster and the Challenger explosion.
And the Challenger explosion. God, things are really lining up for this theory of mine.
One new brother plus 1 year after... That's two.
Two plus two equals four. For the people,
by the people.
For us, by us. FUBU.
FUBU. FUBUNATI.
Just trying to go word association. Illuminati.
Illuminati confirmed. It's in there. Confirmed. If you look hard enough, it's in anything.
Yeah. You just have to look really hard.
Yeah. You just gotta, like, trick yourself into thinking the things you think are actually facts.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I just got handed a letter from the president.
Okay.
Of the Illuminati pod.
Yeah.
Illuminati. We gotta send it to break here.
Yeah.
And we're gonna come back.
All right, we'll be back.
How do we tease? How do we tease us coming back here? Okay.
Are we answering
all right,
questions?
When you come back, we'll answer some questions,
mm-hmm,
from you guys. And... talk about birthday presents.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to hear that? All right, stay tuned.
All right, come back.
We're back.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Yeah.
And Josh, I have a question for you, and it's what's the best birthday present you ever had?
Oh my god, the best birthday present I've ever had.
Ever had gotten.
I also have a lot of Ghostbusters toys. Any birthday where I would get action figures was great. I love action figures. I still do. Mm-hmm. Star Wars stuff. Probably the best birthday present I ever got was a birthday present for myself. I bought a Gibson SG one time.
Ooh, nice.
I walked in like all Wayne's World and I was like, here's money. And just laid down $700 on a guitar. I bought a lightsaber for myself one time.
That's honestly one of the best things to do is just to go out and spend money on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ah, there's that instant happiness.
Yeah, I will be happy for one day.
The Beatles were wrong. I just bought myself some happiness.
Yeah, money can't buy me love. Yeah, but it can buy you a fucking Gibson SG, Paul.
Yeah, Paul. He said love, but he implied happiness.
Well, yeah.
I just want to clarify that I was not wrong in what I was saying. Because if I love my Gibson SG,
yeah,
or whatever it is,
uh-huh.
I just bought some love. Sorry.
I went in and like I asked to play it. It was like exactly like Wayne's World, and they were all shitty to me because I was like a kid. Like I was like 20 uh-huh. or whatever, like 20, 19 or whatever. And they were like, all right. So I like played it for like a little bit.
Ripped an amazing solo.
Right. I fucking, everyone's dicks were hard from what I played. And then I was just like, all right, I'll take it. And the guy was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah.
That's why I wanted to play it.
Yeah, and then he changed his tune because he thought I was just some idiot, you know, going in there. Which is like music stores are all full of idiots.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best
Every
gift?
Every last one of them.
What's the best gift you ever got?
Best gift I ever got for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I got a set of Spuds McKenzie glasses.
That's beats
my last
mine.
Birthday. Corey got those for me. That was really nice.
Yeah.
I also got that Ecto One, which I remember specifically.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Those are pretty good, dude. I still have my Ecto One.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You want it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, that's yours. You yeah. just talked about how you really like your Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but I would
stuff.
Give it to you because I like you. And you need more things to carry with you.
You know, that's the thing. That's the big thing. It's how many little cars can I fit in my big car? That's what I'm trying to do.
How many Ecto-1s? If you had an actual Ecto-1, you could probably fit a lot of your stuff in it. They're big.
But we have some questions here. We asked for your questions on Facebook and Twitter. And Terry Hammond asks, tell us the first piece of fantasy you remember seeing that got you into the mindset you have.
Like now, like today, like my mindset of all, like how I am.
You know, general
right.
life vision.
Okay. I mean, I remember seeing Conan the Barbarian when I was very young. I was allowed to just watch whatever when I was a kid. Like, nobody supervised me. nobody cared about me. Aside from that, like, cartoons, maybe? Like, He-Man, you know? He-Man's kind of fantasy. I don't know.
I know the thing that got me into it.
What?
Gauntlet for Nintendo.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I remember looking at the cover of that game and looking at the warrior
yeah.
and thinking, that dude's awesome.
Right.
Why doesn't every game have these? Alkaline Rebel asks, if you could design any type of fantasy fiction merch without having to worry about cost and shipping, what would it be?
I would love to do a fantasy fiction treasure chest where you get a chest full of random things.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, you know, there'd be, like, the stickers in there, and there'd be, like, you know, maybe, like, there's, like, some candy or something. Or
oh, damn.
Maybe there's, like, a, you know, like, a dagger.
Some weapons.
Some
wizard weed. Some other things you're not allowed to ship.
But
actually, I guess you can ship weapons.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Weapons online.
Yeah, you can. I do it all the time. but also, the final thing would be just a big ass gold chain necklace.
It's just the thickest gold chain.
It's like a chain, but just gold. Like a literal chain.
I would do fantasy fiction grinders.
Yeah.
And I can do those, I think, but yeah. I have to get them like laser cut.
Right.
Because you can order the grinders blank on the internet,
mm-hmm.
like wood ones. I just would need someone who could laser cut them. So if there's somebody out there
who can laser cut,
who got access to a laser cutter, you let us know.
Born with laser eyes.
If you have lasers in your eyes and you can cut stuff with them, give us a
call.
Yeah,
we want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one, though. That's really clever. I like that one a lot.
Well, thank you. At Tuxedo Mob on Twitter asks, if you had the chance to adapt one of your stories into a movie, which one would it be?
The Fisherman's Story. I had really
you,
a lot
can
of fun.
You recount what? Just give us the notes of what happens.
There's a guy.
And
who,
why it would make a good movie?
It would be a great movie because there's a plot to it. A guy just goes out fishing, and then all this crazy shit. I think Griffins come and start having a fucking like beach party, and they start fucking with this guy.
It could be called A Fish Tale,
but spelled like tail.
And spelled like Fish the Band.
Dude, I was going to say, God, you beat me. You beat me
that,
too.
That way you get people to see the movie who like the band Fish.
All 17 people.
It's like Naked Lunch, right? People saw it because they thought there was going to be some boob
yeah.
or penis in it.
Best little whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah.
Not about that.
I would do Bone Tower.
Yeah.
The story of the wizards mm-hmm. fighting in the air while having sex.
Sex fighting.
And there's a crump one. And that would make a good movie, I think, because that's really what audiences want to see now, is they want to see sex, full penetration.
They want to see full pen, but they also want to see the movie split up into two parts,
mm-hmm.
shown months apart from each other. That's what people
volume
want.
Volume 1.
Yeah.
Bone Tower Volume 1, Bone Tower Volume 2.
Yeah, you got to watch the second part.
I'll write a script for $20,000. So, if somebody wants that, Mr. Executive Man, you're listening to this?
Yeah.
You can have the rights for
$20,000. There you go.
For the movie about wizards having full penetration sex and fighting.
Descriptive.
I should write to Brazzers, right?
You should. Dude, I think if you and I wrote porn, we would be incredible at it. And I'm not kidding. Like, that's not even a joke.
I think every man thinks that,
no, but
right?
You and I would be really good at it.
You know what I was thinking about this weekend is that the people who pay for porn sites, have you just watched all of the free porn? Have you just used it all up and nothing can quench your thirst for flesh?
Maybe you're just really into website layouts.
Yeah.
And they want to just pay for the experience of going on that website. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, there's like an uncle somewhere who's like, he doesn't know enough about the internet to
yeah.
find the free streaming porn that's just everywhere.
Yeah.
So he's always taking the tour of the pay site.
He just takes the tour over and over again.
He's like, you know, all I need is the tour, man. That's all I need.
Dude, when you're doing that, like when you're, because like we've all done it. Okay. Let's just admit that we've all done it. But
let's admit that we've all taken the tour.
Right. It's like porn Russian roulette because you're like clicking the next button and it's like only a matter of time before you get to the credit card information stage where they're like, here's your credit
card.
Yeah.
You better get out of there.
Yeah. You better get out of there or complete what you need to do before you get there.
Because depending on how bone hungry you are, you might be ready to pay.
It's like going to the grocery store high. You don't do it.
Yes. Do not do that.
Don't do that.
I have a friend who once went to the grocery store high, and he said that he didn't realize what he had done until he was putting it all away, but he bought $200 worth of candy.
Oh, my God.
And he was just like, oh, my God, I got to return this stuff.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
At Some Fun Ambulist on Twitter asks,
mm-hmm.
after Dom leaves, will you still have the same P.O. box? And I bring this question up because it's an important one, folks.
It's a good question.
The P.O. box that we've used for the last while, it's on the return address of everything we ship out. It's also been mentioned on the show numbers of times,
mm-hmm.
and you guys have sent great things to it. You may continue to do that. However, I think in about 6 months it may expire. I may just re-up it because it's near my parents' house and they can check it for me.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to send us something or you guys want to show up at our PR box for some reason, don't do that. But
nobody will be there.
No one will be there. I check it once every 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, we will have a new one. I'll set up a new one out in Los Angeles that I can check.
Yeah.
But if you have something that went to the old one and you're worried that if it will get picked up or not, it will. Just let us know if you have sent something and, you know, if you want to make sure that we got it.
Right.
Just write us at fantasyficpod@gmail.com. Rob Thomas asks,
Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas?
Rob Thomas from Matt. Funny, because this question's about music.
Oh.
He said, you guys should talk about metal and music in general.
Okay.
Seems you both have really good taste in music, and I think
that's
we
true.
Do.
That's true. That is true. We are awesome.
Here's a fun fact about me. I only like the best stuff. I'm not a loser who likes stupid stuff. I'm constantly worried that if the stuff I like is the best.
Yeah. If only there was a place where I could display my likes in an open forum and get feedback instantly. Positive
t-shirts.
Or negative. T-shirts,
folks.
There it is.
Fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com.
Get your t-shirts now.
I came across a new album that I'm really enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a little band of, I think, two people. I think they're Swedish.
Okay.
It's a death metal band called Gouge.
Yeah.
And you can find them on YouTube or on hellsheadbangers.com, which is a website that is just basically merch. And I guess they print their own records too. And that's one of the bands that they've printed. So
that's cool.
There's an EP called Doomed to Death, which is an EP that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about four songs long and I love it. And they just put out a full length, but I don't know what the title is, but that's a new album that I'm listening to.
This time of year, like springtime, I like to listen to certain types of music that I just always listen to because it makes...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you have for the different seasons, man.
Yeah, it just reminds me of a time in my life or something that I love. So I've been listening to a lot of Ozma, a lot of, you know, Weezer, stuff like that. Stuff from when I was growing up and stuff.
And driving around in a car.
Exactly. Exactly. So Ozma, the double donkey disc, is a extremely underrated album that if you don't like Ozma or never heard of them, you should check it out. It's a great album. I don't know. Listen to that. That and rap music. Just anytime it's warm out, put your windows down, put on some Dr. Dre.
Someone wrote to us, actually.
Yeah.
Someone wrote to us and was like, hey, I just got into listening to some more rap and hip-hop. Can you recommend anything? Because I guess I think we talked about it, or perhaps I made a reference or something.
Oh, yeah.
I recommended 36 Chambers.
Yes.
Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted.
Oh, man.
Have you ever listened to that album?
No.
Dude, do that today. Listen to that today. It's incredible.
All right, I'll do that.
It's
I'm ready
so
to that.
Good. And you know, one of my favorite bands of all time, the Beastie Boys.
Oh, God, yeah. Sean and I were just talking about Paul's Boutique the other day.
Paul's Boutique's a great album. My favorite album of theirs, and I think Sean agrees with me.
Yeah.
Hello Nasty.
Oh, is that the one that came out in the...
Intergalactic?
Yes. With the, yeah, that's a great album. That's
a
really
great
album.
I picked that album because I think that they have changed their sound over and over again, and that album has so many different sounds. And it's incredible. It's all good. I love that album.
Yeah, that's a great album.
Their instrumental albums are awesome, too.
Yeah.
I really dig those.
Yeah.
I just gave my brother... I have, like, a bunch of stuff. I'm going through all my things, and I was like, yeah, my brother's going to have this stuff. I just gave him a Iron Maiden VHS, Live in Rio.
God.
And then I also gave him, I think, One Night Only or something like that, it's called. And it's a Dokken Live VHS. And it starts with... Into the fire, I'm falling. Maybe it's I'm burning. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you ever want to know what 1987 was like, just watch like three Poison videos on YouTube. And that's pretty,
That's pretty,
pretty indicative.
I never got into Poison.
I remember liking them when I was a kid. I don't know, just because like they were ridiculous.
You thought Bret Michaels was hot.
I thought Bret Michaels was hot, and having diabetes it gets me hard. he has diabetes. I don't know if anyone knew that.
It gets you hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Some people are into people who don't have legs and stuff. I just like when people have diabetes, Dom.
Whatever.
What did we listen to? We used to listen to stuff like at work, like if we would go places, if you and I would. I remember one time we listened to, I think, Pantera in your car, which I love Pantera.
Oh, yeah, dude. Vulgar Display of
yeah.
Power.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That album's awesome.
Yeah. That, yeah.
How does that go? How does it start?
Yeah. I used to know how to play that. I used to.
Yeah? Dude, Cowboys from Hell is an awesome album as well.
Oh, yeah.
Pantera, guys, listen to it.
I saw Pantera once.
Yeah? With Dimebag Darrell?
Yes. It was 1999, 2000, right before Phil Anselmo went completely insane. Which, I mean, he always is that, but...
I tell you that I caught a pic at a Danzig concert.
That's cool.
And on the back it said, R.I.P. Dimebag Darrell. Yeah.
And it was before he died? It was crazy.
Yeah, it was before he died. And the pic, it's in a triangle. What's that? What's that?
Illuminati.
Illuminati. All right, let's go to the outro. Let's send us off. Let's get out of here. All right, well, this has been another episode of Fantasy Fiction, our second Wizard Hang. We hope to have stories for you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. I'm going to be picking up boxes, picking up desks, moving a bed, doing all types of crazy stuff. But I hope to have the time to write and for us to record this Sunday and to have a new episode Monday.
Yeah.
And those episodes will be about vampires suggested by Kicking Bear Art on YouTube and elixirs suggested by Pearson Cubel and Wizard Magic Man Witchcraft, who's a man we need to listen to more often, I think.
He has the inside on a lot of things.
On a lot of things. Guys, thanks so much for listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you all for leaving iTunes reviews. We've got 441 of them.
That's a lot.
At this point. Thank you. If you guys want to leave a review, you can do so on our iTunes page. You can find the link on any of our social media. We have it provided there. But also, you can just go to iTunes and type in Fantasy Fiction, and we'll be under the podcast portion. And while you're there, hit the subscribe button. And if you have the time, guys, I'm not going to hold it against you, but if you have the time, write a review. Like this wonderful one.
Ooh.
This one's titled, It'll Make Your Mama Say by Concerned Father 5000. This podcast is awesome. I love the creativity that these two knuckleheads bring to the table. It has it all. Trolls, buff cats, barbarians, and wizard talk show hosts. Do yourself a favor and listen to this so hard. You shan't regret it.
Oh, that was nice. That was a good review.
Guys, if you want to buy a t-shirt, we don't have many of them left because we sold a ton of them.
Yeah.
There are some things left, some stickers, some buttons, a couple hoodies at fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. If you guys want to write us an email, it's fantasyficpod@gmail.com. If you guys want to like us on Twitter or Facebook, it's @fantasyficpod and facebook.com/fantasyfic. YouTube, youtube.com/fantasyfic.
Do it.
Oh.
Subscribe.
I'm rifling them off. But you know what? This was a Wizard Hang.
Yeah, successful.
We had a great time. We'll have stories next week, hopefully. Guys, if you want the Illuminati pod, you got to write in and let us know.
The Illumipotty.
You got to leave a comment.
Illumipotty.
Illumipotty.
Yeah,
let us know.
We'll do it.
We'll do it
because the world needs
to
know.
We'll fucking do it.
The world needs to know.
Syndication station is a thing
that
we should be doing, but the Illuminati shut it down.
They did.
That's why it really is.
That's what really happened.
That's why it's not being made.
That's
right
canon
now.
As shit.
But until next week.
Until next week, keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding. Don't walk down the road and look behind your back and see an Illuminati eye. Don't do that.
Just don't do that.
Keep on wizarding, everybody.
See you next week.
Have a good week, and we'll see you next week, hopefully.
Bye.
Bye-bye.